continue on with a one of our Championship Four competitors, the driver of the number 52 Hallmark International Chevrolet, and that's Stuart Friesen. Stuart, maybe talk about your race. You were right there in the thick of it, especially in the first two stages, and then the final stage obviously didn't work out for you. So maybe talk about throughout the race the strength of the 52 truck.
Oh, we had a little bit of short run speed. I think I just had to push it too hard to try to keep up with the guys that we were racing. And, you know, the bottom would fall out of it there. We could hang for part of the stage, and then it would just, you know, backed up at the end of the first stage. We were able to mount some charges on restarts and stuff, but just didn't have the long-run stability to make a bid to run for the championship. Obviously, congrats to Matt Jr. and the Thor Sport guys. They're a heck of a race team. So congrats to those guys. Congrats to Austin for winning the race. And we just, you know, look at that scoreboard there. We just didn't have a chance.
Stuart, if you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll get your mic. We'll start up here with Lee.
Did you have an issue getting off pit road and during that final pit stop?
Yeah, I got held up by the 44 there. She was on the bottom, and just where it played out, you know what I mean? There wasn't enough room to try to get around her and then get on pit road, so probably lost a couple seconds there, but that wasn't the total downfall. You know what I mean? We just didn't have the long run speed after that.
Regardless of where you finish, you still feel like this was kind of a breakout season for you, getting the first pavement win, you know, getting the first win and making the championship four. It's not a complete bust.
Yeah, obviously the wins were nice, you know, and it's a big thanks to Helmar and Chevrolet and a lot of great race fans, you know, for getting us to this level. It's been a dream to compete at this level. You know, but I'm a firm believer in you're only as good as your last race, and this being our last race, it doesn't really sit too well.
Go to Jacob.
Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport. Stuart, two questions. First, as Lee said, you look back on this year with some of the highs, but finishing the year like this, is that motivating as far as, you know, come back and hopefully hit it just as hard as you did in the quest to get that first win?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, we need to improve, or we know the areas where we would like to improve as a race team. You know, Chris Larson is a great car owner, and Tripp Bruce is a great crew chief. So, you know, we just got to work a little harder to, get some long-run speed here at Homestead. It's everything comes down to this last race, and, you know, we obviously weren't fast enough to compete, so that was a bummer. But yeah, there was some highlights in the season. The win at Eldora, obviously, the win at Phoenix last week was a major highlight, and you know, a lot of support from GMS Fab Shop and Chevrolet, so it's nice to have you know, those partners.
No major changes then for your program for 2020?
I have no idea. This game's very sponsorship driven, obviously. You know, so we'll see what shakes out here in the next couple weeks.
Any final questions for Stuart? Oh, we'll go here to Bob and wrap it up there.
Bob Parkhurst, Fox Sports. Are you perplexed at all how you got beat by a guy who hadn't had a top five since June?
Not really. You know, Matt's had speed. Thor Sport, you know, obviously did their homework at this place. Grant was really, really fast in this race last year. So I knew Matt would be tough, you know, coming in here. That obviously the HRE guys got the bottom figured out. And the 88 was the next best truck. So that's the way this format works. It's winner take all at the last race. So, you know, hats off to those guys for doing a good job and executing when it was on the line.
Okay. Thank you so much, Stuart. Congratulations on a great year, and we'll see you in Charlotte for the awards.